With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, sometimes we'll make the joke from time to time in these second date updates that, oh, maybe the person's not calling you back because they're dead.
Yeah.
Well, today I think that could actually be true.
What? Why would she be dead?
Because Daryl, who's on the phone for a second date update today, told us about the woman he went out with. Her name's Destiny. And during their first date, she actually picked up a cigarette butt off the ground, lit it, and smoked it. And I'm assuming she must have contracted something from that and is probably passed away, Daryl. So this could be a very sad phone call. Just getting you prepared for it.
Okay, I hope not.
Yeah, Daryl, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Anyone who's hard enough to do that casually and not think it's a thing, I think can live through anything.
That's true.
But you guys are making a big deal out of it. I don't really know how big of a deal it is, but I do, man. I hope she just picks up the phone.
Okay.
Well, just a recap for everybody who might be tuning in right now. Daryl went out with Destiny. They met online. They actually went and got their tires rotated because she said she needed to have it done. He had a coupon. So they dropped their cars off, and then they went to go get something to eat. He said they had a good conversation about what kind of music they like, their family, all that kind of stuff. And then after they went back to the tire shop, that's when she smoked the cigarette butt. But he still said he didn't judge her for it, and she hasn't called him back in a few weeks. So I'm going to call her right now and see if we can get your answer, Daryl. Are you ready?
I sure am. Thanks.
Yeah, this is going to be the weirdest start of a love story if this works out.
And once upon a time.
All right, here we go. I'm dialing the phone number.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Destiny, please?
Speaking. Who's this?
Destiny, what's up? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Jubal from Brooklyn.
No, not from Brooklyn. I wish I was from Brooklyn, though. I like the place. But I'm not from Brooklyn. Yeah. From Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show?
Yes.
I'm confused. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because one of our listeners actually emailed us about you.
About me?
Yeah.
What email about me? What about me?
Well, we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can actually email us and then we'll call that person and see if we can figure out what went wrong. And we got an email about you from a dude named Daryl.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Daryl emailed you about me.
Yes.
He said that
he liked you a lot, but now you're not calling him back or anything.
He sounded like a really nice guy when we talked to him. He told us about you guys getting your tires rotated.
In the very beginning, I actually thought he was a really cool dude. I mean, we had a pretty decent date. I mean, I got my tires rotated, which is always a plus.
Yeah.
However, it was around after lunch. He did something that was absolutely a deal breaker for me. It was just a no-go.
Really?
So you enjoyed yourself all the way up until that point?
Yep, literally. He did something that's it's just a deal breaker.
Okay, so what's a deal breaker for you?
He was biting his fingernails. And I cannot stand that. I mean, he was biting them. He was ripping them off with his teeth. It was totally disgusting.
Wait, that's it?
That's major. Like, there's germs underneath nails, like the fingernails.
Okay.
You don't know where his hands have been.
Worried about germs.
Destiny, everybody kind of has, like, habits that people might think are kind of gross, like biting your fingernails or whatever. You do realize that could sound a little judgy.
That's beyond gross, and it's not judgy. That's just disgusting. That's just the fact of life. There's germs in fingers. Go wash them. Don't have them in your mouth and stop biting your nails. Like, come on.
Okay.
What?
So it sounds like you don't think you have any sort of bad habits like that somebody else could.
No, I have any bad habits. I'm completely normal. I mean, I don't do anything weird.
Okay.
That is really weird that you say that, Destiny.
Some people's weird is not weird to other people.
Or maybe you're just not very self-aware. We all have weird things.
Everyone.
You can't think of one thing that you do that could also be considered disgusting by somebody else.
Nope. Sorry. I'm pretty cool. I mean, I don't do anything. I'm good.
You don't bite your fingernails? Nothing like that?
No.
You brush your teeth,
all right.
Shower.
Well,
I brush my teeth. Yeah, I do all those things.
I have a habit that a lot of people don't like, Destiny.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Sometimes I'll do these phone calls, and the other person will be on the line listening, and then I forget to tell the other person
my
right
God.
Away. Yeah, you're kind of picking up on what I'm putting down there. Daryl is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, Darryl? I am. Daryl, are you there?
Really? We had a cool time. We chilled, got these tires rotated, we ate, and you're like, oh, he bites his fingernails. Nah, like what? You gotta
yes,
be kidding me.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Honestly, I mean, you're a cool guy. Everything was good, but that's a no-go. There's so many germs that are on one hand, and you're just biting away at them. And I consider that completely gross.
So there's so many germs, right, on a hand, but I saw you pick a half smoked cigarette off of the ground and put that in your mouth and smoke it. I mean, and I was like, okay, well, hey, you know, it's first date and she's really, really cool. If I stack these up, I can give her a pass on that. But you can't even give me a pass on biting my fingernail?
You can't believe that picking up a cigarette off the ground is more disgusting and more germy than him biting his fingernails?
Yeah, I believe that. I think everybody believes that, right? Are we all
no.
on the same page here? It's not equal.
I mean, I don't know about most people, but I do tend to wash my hands.
And not only that, Destiny, he knows where his hands have been. You don't know where that cigarette butt has been or what it's laying in, for God's sakes.
Don't judge me for finding a cigarette and it's been barely used to lighting it up and just smoking it from time to time. That's not fair. It's not fair.
But what's not fair is to be like, oh, I pick up I smoke street cigarettes, but some guy who bites his fingernails.
Yeah, Destiny, can you see kind of a double standard on that?
The hypocrisy in it.
All right, let's be real with that, all right? So, yeah, I picked up a cigarette off the ground. But guess what? The nicotine mixed with a little fire, it burns all the germs. There's no germs
at all. What? What science are you talking about, Destiny?
I haven't heard that before.
I have to stop you on that one.
It's true. I mean, it's completely true. Look it up.
No. No.
You have to think about the particular person that was smoking that cigarette. I mean, who had that cigarette in their mouth? That could have been some weirdo drug addict. You know, it could have been some prostitute. And you know, not everything's going to get cooked up because of the nicotine and the fire.
You're an idiot.
What? He's an idiot?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to keep going back and forth with it. He's an idiot.
The germs are on the filter. The filter isn't on fire. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay, Miss Smarty Pants. Did you go to college or something?
No, I've just smoked a lot of cigarettes in my life, and that is disgusting.
It's definitely more gross than biting fingernails, because you could have told me that.
Yeah, and Destiny, Daryl didn't even judge you for that. A lot of people would see somebody pick a cigarette butt off the ground, smoke it, and then that would be a deal breaker for them. But Daryl was like, okay, maybe I can get past it.
Listen, you guys called me, okay? Obviously, he liked me. He looked past it. I can't look past that. It's a deal breaker, and I'm done.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Well, then I should ask you this, Destiny. I should ask you this then. Would you like to go on a second date with Daryl? We'll pay for it.
Wow. Are you serious? No.
Oh, my God, Daryl. You can't be sad about this one, right?
To be honest, I mean, I'm a little bummed out because we really connected. And I was like, you know, I'm never really the judgy person. I guess who knew that I went out with the judgy person?
Right?
Hey, Daryl, have fun sticking your fingers in your mouth. I hope you get E. coli poisoning or something.
Oh, my gosh.
At least I'll know where my hands have been.
Are we done yet?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you for your time, Destiny. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Don't call me ever again, Daryl. Bye.
All right.
Well, that was kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. That was, wow, that's not at all how I thought that was going to go.
I don't think any of us thought it was going to go that way.
No.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, Jubal, maybe you guys have any listeners that, like, bite their fingernails, or, hey, you know, maybe they're adults and can just say, hey, I'd appreciate if you didn't do that.
But I like you as a person, so let's make this work.
And maybe even some that own their own cigarettes. Who knows? Text in 78592 if you want to go out with Daryl. He does chew his fingers, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.